Light in this present darkness. This is Abounding Grace. Stumbling about in the darkness? Join us now for a time of light in the Word with Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, thank you for tuning in today to Abounding Grace Radio. As we are continuing our study in the Gospel of John, we have now transitioned from away from Samaria, away from the situation that had happened in Jesus' earthly ministry as he dealt with the woman at the well and the transformation that occurred there, the living water that was given, and the fact that this whole city had come out and had believed in Jesus' word. Emphasis there, the word. The word was believed. Well, in verse 43 is transitional. We raise these problems that the text is holding out to us for us to think through. Today, here on in John chapter 4. And it's precisely the paradoxes, the things that make no sense, that I believe the Spirit wants us to see and look into. Verse 43 of John 4, "Now after 2 days he departed from there and went to Galilee." Now Galilee was his home region, his hometown. Nazareth is there. It would be like saying he came back to Whatcom County. Now here's the problem. Verse 44. "For Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his hometown." Now, what word stands out there? It's the word for, or because. In the Greek, it expresses cause. Now, for many translators, this has made no sense. So someone like the NIV, the translators, put this verse in bracket and put the word now. Major error. Let me read it as it should go. "Now after 2 days, he departed from there and went to Galilee because Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor except in his home country." You say, what? Jesus goes there because he's not going to be honored? And the answer is yes. And the answer for that and the answer to that was given back in chapter 1. We read that he came to his own and his own did not receive him. So Jesus in his earthly ministry is demonstrating this. He kept coming to the home crowd. He kept coming to the Jews, and over, they did not receive him. So he's fulfilling this truth. But then comes the other problem. I want to spend some time on this today. Verse 45, "So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans received him." Now, in the very last section, when it came to the Samaritans, we read they believed in him because of the word. Here, the Galileans receive him. It sounds like another great success, doesn't it? Until we go on. "Having seen all the things he did in Jerusalem at the feast, for they also had gone to the feast." Who are these people? Well, all these Galileans had traveled to the Passover and witnessed all these miracles that Jesus was doing. And remember what the end of chapter 2 said? Same people. "Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, many believed in his name." Why? We read, "When they saw the signs which he did." But Jesus himself, on his part, did not commit himself to them because he knew what was in man. So Jesus has left this very successful ministry in Samaria, who believed his word, the Samaritans, and he comes back to his home region, and they all receive him. Now, are you asking why? Well, the issue to that is, and the issue is very clear. He had become famous in the land. In Jerusalem, they saw their hometown boy doing amazing things, and all the people of the region gather around him. They took real pride in that. In fact, in chapter 7, we have something very fascinating that's given to us. "But when the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near, Jesus' brothers said to him, 'You ought to leave here and go to Judea, so that your disciples may see the miracles you do.' No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. So did you hear it? Since you're doing all these amazing things, show yourself to the world." Do you hear us, brothers? Don't do these things in secret. They need to see these things. Show yourself. Make it known. But then listen to the tragedy of verse 5. For even his own brothers did not believe in him. Show your greatness, brother. Show your miracles. But they didn't believe in him. Now, you really have to sort of get into the mindset of people. You know, in my hometown, we've had amazing athletes in California come out of there. Amazing athletes. They weren't anything really when they were there, but since they became famous on the outside, all of the town took great pride in them. Pictures go up, rallies for them, sports displays. It's pride, isn't it? He's ours. Came out of our town. Drank our water. We know his parents. Let some of these famous people now step out of that world, come back to obscurity, to the hometown, settle down. Does anyone care much anymore? It's the whole thing. Familiarity breeds contempt. You know what happened to Christ, my friends in Galilee? He was there his whole young adult life. We don't know much about it, but everyone knew this son of Mary was different. He goes away. He becomes famous with his signs. He returns, and he begins to teach them the word. Now, keep in mind the Samaritans. They received the word. He goes to his home place. He opens up the scroll of Isaiah, and he says, remember in Luke 4, all of this today is fulfilled in your hearing. He spoke to them of their need to be healed by him. He confronted them of their need. And you know what they did to him? They took him out to the brow of the hill to cast him over. They didn't believe the word. In gospel ministry, when he said, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Here at the Linden United Reformed Church, since 1997, we have had the vision of cultivating a Christ-centered, gospel-preaching, confessionally reformed witness that seeks to preach the whole counsel of God. We invite you to join us at our fellowship at the Linden United Reformed Church. Visit us at the web at lindenurc.com to learn more about who we are and what we believe. So Jesus here has come to his hometown. In contrast to the Samaritans who had received the word, they are sign seekers. And Jesus begins to teach them the word. We know this from Luke chapter 4. And remember, he spoke to them of their need to be healed. He held out the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, and he said, today this is fulfilled in your hearing. What happened? Then Jesus said, no prophet is accepted in his home country. I assure you, there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time when the sky was shut for 3.5 years and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them but to a widow in Zarephath in the region of Sidon. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elijah the prophet. Yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian. All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of the town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw him down off the cliff. So here's the point. They would receive Jesus as a miracle worker, but they would not believe like the Samaritans according to his word. And this is what grieves me, my friends, about this text today. This is what burdens my heart, radio listener. This solemn, hard-to-deal-with contrast between the pagans receiving the gospel of the kingdom, receiving the living water, and his own rejecting it. John 1, he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. You see, we tend to read this. We tend to read this about Jesus and say, well, any preacher who's in his hometown is not received, but you've missed the whole point. This hometown, this good old boy mentality is very alive and well today. What do I mean? What is this really teaching us? Forgive me, because I just don't know of a better way to say it, but in our post-Christian culture, we are almost gospeled out. Jesus out. In other words, he's so familiar to everyone, there's no cost to anything, it doesn't mean anything anymore. We've heard the word. We know the word. We've had so much exposure. We've got Bibles with how many different colors, and we've got the men's Bible and the women's and the teens Bible. We've got it all. I mean, it just keeps accumulating. All of this is just so familiar. All of it, we are over familiar with all of this stuff. And there's so much familiarity and no cost with it, with Jesus and his word and gospel, it doesn't penetrate us anymore. So familiar that we are the hometown. We are the ones when Jesus says a prophet is without honor in his hometown. We've become that hometown. We don't honor him. That's the risk we face of not honoring him. And if you read through the Gospel of John, this is the problem over and over. They would not receive him according to his word. They were not, contra the woman at the well, satisfied with his water. Remember, they were excited about the word. They were telling others and hearing this word of Christ with excitement. And Jesus had to admonish his own to look up. And here in this text, what do we have here? His own who wouldn't hear him. His own who wouldn't believe in him. Let me just say it bluntly. This was always a problem among the boys, the club. How true it is, you know, a preacher today is more received when he steps into a pulpit of those who've never heard him. Well, often he's dishonored among his own. And that's the model here. That's the thing that Jesus faced. And that is the reality. It's a tragic reality, isn't it? You see, that's why probably pastors move on, due to the hardness of hearts. People today want something bigger and better. We're narcissistic. We're hedonistic. We always want something bigger and better to please us, to wow us. We want something new. We're always fence looking. Maybe on the other side is something better. And what happens? Is there real excitement over the word today? Oh, that's such an important question. Bible illiteracy is the highest it's ever been. And in the church at that. There's no excitement over the word. A famine has come, not of bread or water, but a famine of the hearing of the words of the Lord. The very excitement over the word that is the power of God to save, the gospel, and we're not satisfied. We're looking for more. God gives us word and sacrament, and it means little to us. His own people in this text are not satisfied with him. In contrast to all these half-breed Gentile types, the enemies of Israel, that are thrilled with the word of God. They're talking about Christ. This adulterous woman was out sharing her faith, telling others to come to Christ. And Jesus comes to the hometown, and they're not that interested in it. They want to be wowed. All they're interested in are his signs and wonders and not the word. You know, Israel had a long history of this, my friends. Who did they turn to? Anyone who could charm them with smooth words in the Old Testament. Lying signs and lying wonders. They were attracted to smooth words. Those who were delightful to hear and see. Entertainment, the home crowd town wanted. And we face the same dilemma today. We're infatuated with the theater, with the signs and wonders. And God's people are spiritually malnourished because they do not know the word. Oh, let us return to this implanted word which is able to save our souls. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. As always, we give you an invite to join us for worship. Those worship service times are at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. on the Lord's Day. Visit us on the web at lindenurc.com. 360-318-0429 is the phone number. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.